on the roads, but there is a fire brewing on the hardwood. The Cass City Redhawks and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take it to the court tonight for a battle of the big men. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast of WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me is John Mooney.
Clark, speaking of fire, rumor has it that Cass City is going to go ahead and change their nickname from the Redhawks to the Red Hots. I mean, let's face it. The Lakers, the hometown Lakers, they're gonna seek to cool them off in no time. They're just itching for this game, believe me. They got a tunnel already built for the hometown Laker team, and they're ready for this game.
It's all coming up in about 15 minutes on WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball, 102.1 FM. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome
January is nearly in the books, which means about one more month until tournament time. Every team jockeying for position in the Greater Thumb West, and Cass City is tied for first. The Lakers wouldn't mind changing things up, though, John.
Yes, I'll tell you what, with the Lakers having two division losses, they would love to make up some ground on the undefeated Cass City Redhawks. Right now, Cass City sits one half game behind division leader Reese. Both are undefeated in division.
Let's break down the Cass City Redhawks, the visiting team here in the green country of the Lakers. Cass City is 8-2 overall, losing to Harbor Beach and Marlette, both non-divisional games. They're 3-0 in league play, like John said, a half game out of first place. Reese is at 4-0. Last division game was at USA when they enacted the Stamp Act on the Patriots and won 47-37. Last time these two teams met, last year at Lakers, Cass City won in a low-scoring match, 37-25. Even Wisconsin's Bo Ryan would be happy with that offensive production. This season on the road, Cass City has been road warriors, going 6-1, having played only three home games halfway through their season. Overall, the Cass City offense scores 50.8 points per game and allows 43.7, so in their favor, it's plus 7.1 points per game. On the road, when they win, Cass City averages 53.5 points compared to their defense of 41.3. So the Redhawks have a 12.2 advantage over their opponents in a victory away from Cass City. Their only loss on the road was at Marlette, 38-57. Now with John Mooney, we look inside the Cass City huddle.
Yes, Clark. Coach Aaron Fernald's Cass City Redhawks, they utilize a balanced 1-2 punch with 6'8" senior center Cole Israelson. He averages in double figures. And then you also have senior Cody Orban that's going to lead a host of three-point snipers for the Redhawks. Those Hawks, they love to play on the road. They currently are 6-1 on the road. And you mentioned that their only loss was to Marlette. They're flying pretty high.
No pun intended, indeed. Cass City's story going is for their sixth straight victory tonight. Their last loss was, in fact, on the road against Marlette. Of the Redhawks' eight victories, seven have come in double-digit margins. Their only long loss, less than 10, or only one win, less than 10 points, was against Carroll, 39-31 on December 28th. Currently, Cass City's on a five-game winning streak. Their last loss was that game at Marlette, January 3rd, 38-57. Four of their last five victories have been on the road, and if Cass City wins tonight again on the road, they'd improve to 9-2 and be tied for first place with Reese at 4-0 apiece. The Rockets are in a non-divisional game against Sandusky tonight. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball, 8 minutes and 5 seconds away from tip in Laker Country on WLEW.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. The response to our last ad about our 2012 Dodge Ram heavy-duty trucks was amazing, as we sold 9 diesel trucks in the month of December. And the reason for that is because a 2012 Cummins diesel does not require the DEF diesel additive, and as a matter of fact, it'll go down in history for that very reason. Why pay more money for DEF when you don't have to? We still have 5 Ram diesel heavy-duty trucks left, so rush over to Moore Motor Sales today in Carroll and see me, Paul Bessler, and buy a truck that makes sense. That's dollars and cents.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut